Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Imagine for a moment a place you once called home. A place where the walls, once familiar and comforting, now seem to harbor something far darker. Something that lurks just beyond your awareness, always there, but never fully seen. Now imagine trying to find refuge in the very room you sleep in, only to discover that the shadows around you have come alive. This is the chilling story of one person's experience trapped between worlds as they sought peace but found only terror. It was a house, but it felt like a prison. A place of deep emotional turmoil that seemed to feed off the negative energy within. And within those walls, something else found its way in. Something that wasn't supposed to be there. Was it a shadow of a long-forgotten spirit, or was it something far more personal? An entity shaped by fear and perhaps the influence of the occult. In this haunting tale, what happens when the lines between the living and the dead blur, leaving one person questioning not just what they saw, but what they felt and experienced? Was it real, or was something much darker at play? Let's get to the letter they write. Dear Tony, I apologize for the confusion in my words, but it's hard to describe what happened. It's like trying to capture something that wasn't fully in my control, something that never quite made sense. It all started in Grafton, a small town that felt like a place everyone knew everyone else, but I never really felt like I belonged. I was living in a house with my mother, her boyfriend, my brother, and two cousins, one male, one female. It was a turbulent time for me. A time when my emotions were running high and my mind was struggling to make sense of everything happening around me. There was so much negativity in the house, so much tension between everyone. I often felt like I was caught in the middle, and as hard as I tried to avoid it, I couldn't escape the chaos. The only place I could find peace was my bedroom, the one place I could shut everyone out and, for a moment, be alone with my thoughts. But even there, I wasn't truly alone. My cousin, the one I shared the room with, would often stay up late, sometimes not coming to bed until 2 or 3 a.m. It was always uncomfortable for me, having to wait until she came back to bed so I could finally sleep. It wasn't just the noise she made coming in or the disruption of my already fractured sleep cycle. There was something else. Something about the room, the air in the house. It felt different, almost like I wasn't the only one in there. Like something was watching, waiting. At first, I tried to dismiss it as my imagination running wild. It wasn't until the footsteps started. Quiet, soft footsteps that would come from the hallway and stop right in front of my door. I would freeze, my heart pounding in my chest, but nothing would happen. The footsteps would just stop as if the person or thing was waiting for something. Then there were the taps, just light taps on my shoulder, sometimes on the back of my head, like someone was trying to get my attention. But when I turned around, no one was there. It wasn't just me who noticed these things. My brother heard them too. My cousin, who stayed up late into the night, claimed to feel the same heaviness, the same pressure in the air. We all brushed it off, but the unease never left. I wasn't sure if I was just being overly sensitive or if there was something else going on. But I couldn't shake the feeling that something or someone was always there, and then it started to get more intense. So I'd always been interested in the paranormal, mostly out of curiosity. I wanted to know more, to understand what might be out there in the shadows. So I started reading, researching, watching videos about ghosts and the supernatural. I even started practicing some of the techniques I read about, trying to tap into psychic abilities. It was something I thought I could control until it began controlling me. I started experiencing things I couldn't explain. Sleep paralysis, for one. It happened often, and every time it did, I would feel the presence. Something would be there, close to me, just waiting. And I couldn't move, couldn't scream. It was the same feeling I had when I thought I was awake, but I knew deep down I was trapped in some kind of in-between state. I wasn't asleep, but I wasn't fully awake either. but it was the night of the incident that everything changed. I remember it like it was yesterday. The room was dark, but I didn't care about the darkness anymore. I had grown used to it, almost numb to the fear that had gripped me for so long. I lay on the bed, eyes closed, trying to get some sleep, but something felt different. I couldn't explain it, but I knew something was in the room with me. The air felt thick, like it was pressing in from all sides. The sense of calm that washed over me was unsettling, like it wasn't my calmness at all, but something that had invaded my mind. I tried to move, but I couldn't. I tried to open my eyes, but it was as if they were glued shut. That's when I heard it. Footsteps. Soft, deliberate steps that grew closer. They stopped at my door. I held my breath, unsure if I was imagining it, but then the footsteps moved again, and I could hear them crossing the room. I felt a presence near me, and I began to feel something I'd never felt before, a cold, oppressive weight that seemed to press down on me. I could barely breathe, as if the air itself had become thick and heavy. I felt something lean into me, something that wasn't quite human but wasn't completely foreign either. It wasn't physical, but it was close enough to make me feel as though I was suffocating under its weight. I opened my mouth to speak, almost reflexively. "What?" I asked, my voice barely above a whisper, but there was no response. Nothing at all. Now, for some reason, I wasn't scared, not at first. The presence felt strangely familiar, almost comforting. As if it were someone I knew, it felt like it was my brother. I didn't know why, but it was the only explanation I could come up with. But as the weight of the entity grew heavier, the air thinner, I began to feel something much darker beneath the surface. Something wasn't right. I tried to fight it off. I tried to focus on anything else, anything that could get me out of that moment, but I was stuck. My body wouldn't move, my mind couldn't break free, and the presence grew closer and closer. It felt like I was trapped in my own body, trapped in the room with this thing. And that's when the unthinkable happened. I felt myself, my spirit, my consciousness leave my body. I could see myself lying there, still frozen in place. But the entity was still there, standing at the foot of my bed, staring at me. It was solid. Unlike any shadow I'd seen before, it wasn't transparent, it wasn't a ghost, it was a figure, solid and tangible, like a man dressed in black. But its face was blank. No features, no eyes, no mouth, just smooth black fabric covering a faceless form. The figure didn't move, but I could feel its gaze on me. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to get back into my body, and I couldn't look away from it. The seconds stretched into what felt like hours, and in that moment, I was more terrified than I had ever been. But somehow, I managed to return to myself, my body. I opened my eyes. The presence was gone. The room was just as it had been before, and I was left with nothing but a deep, nagging sense of unease. After the incident, everything felt different. It wasn't just that I was shaken by what I had seen. It was more than that. It was like the whole house, the whole energy of the place had changed. The air was thicker, more oppressive. Even though the presence had gone, I could still feel it, lurking in the corners of my mind. I kept wondering if I had somehow opened a door I couldn't close, a door that led to something I wasn't prepared for. The experience left me confused. I wasn't sure what to believe anymore. I had always been curious about the paranormal, but now it felt like I had crossed some kind of line. The entity I saw that night wasn't like any ghost or shadow I'd encountered before. It was real, solid, in a way that made it feel like it could have been flesh and blood. It wasn't a shadow that darted across the room or a fleeting figure that vanished when you blinked. It was there in full presence, and I could feel its weight in the room. I began to wonder what had caused it. Was it something I had invited into my life with my interest in the supernatural? Was it my own fear feeding into the negative energy that already existed in the house? Or could it have been something else entirely? One of the first things I thought of was my male cousin. He had always been into the occult, dabbling in black magic and rituals that most people would avoid. He had always been so arrogant about it, claiming he could manipulate things others couldn't. He talked about sending parts of his soul to other places, forming spiritual constructs that could act on their own. Could this entity have been one of his creations? I wasn't sure, but the idea lingered in my mind. He had never been careful with his practices. He'd talk about rituals he had done, but always with a sense of nonchalance, as if he didn't care about the consequences. Could it be that he had opened a door he couldn't close, and I was the one who ended up facing the consequences? But even then, I wasn't convinced. The entity didn't feel like something my cousin had made. It didn't feel human. It didn't feel like something from this world. It was too solid, too real, in a way that a spirit or shadow figure shouldn't be. There had to be another explanation, but I didn't know what it was. The more I thought about it, the more I began to wonder if it was the fear itself that had caused it. I'd always been afraid of the dark ever since I was a child. Could that fear have been the thing that drew the entity in? I had heard stories about how negative emotions could create a sort of energy field, feeding into the spirits or entities that thrived on fear. If that were true, then the energy in the house between my family and me must have been like a beacon. It wasn't just me feeling this way. My cousins, my brother, they all felt it too. But the thing that haunted me the most was how real it felt. How solid the presence had been. How I had actually been able to see it standing over me. It wasn't like a shadow person or a flicker of movement. It was a real tangible form, and that terrified me more than anything. The activity stopped after that night. It was as if whatever had been there was gone. The house didn't feel the same, but the oppressive weight had lifted. I kept wondering why the spirit, or whatever it was, had left. Why didn't it come back? Why didn't it follow me when I moved out? I think part of me always believed that the house itself had something to do with it. It was like the house was feeding on the negative energy we were all putting into it. After I left, everything seemed to stop. My cousin and I moved out, and my aunt had started to clear out the old junk that had accumulated over the years. Maybe the house itself had been the trigger. Maybe when we stopped feeding it, the entity left. Still, I can't help but wonder why I was the only one to see it. Why didn't anyone else experience the same thing? My brother, my cousin, they all felt the presence, but none of them had the direct confrontation I had. Why me? And why did it feel like my brother? I have so many questions, but no real answers. Even now, years later, I still can't make sense of it all. Sometimes, when I'm alone, I can still feel something watching me. But it's never as intense as that night. The shadows are fleeting now and I don't hear footsteps anymore. But I'll never forget the moment I saw that figure, solid, real, standing over me. And I'll never stop wondering what it really was and why it came. Did I truly see something from beyond? Was it a spirit? Or was it something more personal, something linked to my own fears and emotions? Whatever it was, I know it's still out there, somewhere, waiting. But I can't help but wonder, will it ever come back? Thanks, Tracy. As we reflect on the eerie experiences shared in this tale, we're left with more questions than answers. It's a story that taps into our deepest fears, the fear of the unknown, the fear of what lies just beyond our perception, and the fear that we may not always have control over the things that happen to us. The protagonist's encounter with the solid entity standing over them with a faceless stare is one that lingers long after the story ends. It's not just a ghost story. This is a story about what happens when the boundaries between reality and the supernatural blur, and when our own emotions, fears, and vulnerabilities leave us exposed to forces we don't fully understand. Psychologically, the experience could be seen through a lens of heightened sensitivity to external stimuli, particularly in a state like sleep paralysis, where the brain struggles to distinguish between what's real and what's imagined. The weight of fear, the body's immobility, and the hallucinations of figures can often be attributed to the mind's attempt to make sense of a state of paralysis. The calmness felt by the protagonist as they experienced the presence could also be linked to the brain's coping mechanism, trying to avoid panic during a situation where it had little control. But even so, there's an undeniable layer to this story that resists the purely psychological explanation. The solid form of the entity, its clear manifestation, and the inexplicable calmness in the face of something terrifying. It's hard to ignore the possibility that something beyond the physical world might have been at play. Was it a spirit, perhaps tied to the house itself? Or as the protagonist suggested, could it have been something conjured by someone in the household, a manifestation of energy, negative emotions, or even occult practices that spiraled out of control? It's a theory that invites more speculation, especially considering the male cousin's involvement with black magic. Whatever the truth is, the unsettling part of this experience is how it challenges our understanding of reality. We like to think we have a firm grasp on what's real and what's not, yet these kinds of experiences show us just how fragile that perception can be. What was real to the protagonist was undeniably real in their mind, and that is something we can't simply dismiss. The house, the family, the emotional turmoil, all of these elements contributed to an environment ripe for an encounter that would leave the protagonist and us as listeners forever questioning the boundaries of reality. Was it a shadow? A spirit? Or was it something born of human fear and emotion? A product of a house soaked in negativity? Whatever it was, it's clear this experience has haunted the protagonist for years, leaving them with more questions than answers. They may never know for sure what that entity was or why it chose them. But as we've learned, sometimes the mysteries we encounter in life are meant to stay unresolved, lingering like shadows that never fully vanish. The next time you find yourself in a place that feels just a little off, just a little too quiet, ask yourself, what if it's not just in your head? What if something is watching, waiting, just out of sight, ready to step into the light when you least expect it? Because sometimes the things we can't explain are the things that scare us the most. Thank you for joining us on this chilling journey. Stay vigilant and remember, there are more things out there than we can ever truly understand.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.